Praise the Lord! Glory to God! Kathy back here and Dan's here. Jesus is coming!
Jesus is coming!
Come on, Jesus!
Come on, Jesus!
Jesus is coming! Hallelujah! Oh boy, guys, the revelations! Hallelujah! Will you hear what we're going to share? But first, we're all going to say a little bit of an early happy birthday to Dan.
Hey! Oh, don't tell nobody I'm 59.
Whoops. His birthday is Saturday, and we're just saying happy birthday to Dan because we don't know. Really know when we're going to do videos and stuff, so we just want to make sure we say it in case, you know, who knows if we're going to go outside of time in the next 2 days. You know what I mean?
You never know.
So we just wanted to say a big happy birthday to Dan. Happy birthday, Dan.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, okay. So, praise Jesus. So, we have some stuff to share here tonight. So we gotta have two halves of a broadcast here. Actually, I don't know what to call it, a broadcast, a live stream. So the first half we're gonna tell you some of the revelations that God is showing us, okay? And you know, if you've been following us for any length of time, the revelations he gives us are very much outside of the box.
Yeah.
We don't do mainstream church anything at this point, you know?
Anymore. We do mainstream Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
That is it right there.
Amen. So we just get so excited when the Lord reveals something new, you know? And let me just say, you know, I've said this many times, but we got to remember that we go from faith to faith, glory to glory. That's what the word tells us. And sometimes, you know, we might understand one way as the Lord shows us in one level that we're at with him. And then, you know, years down the road, we're at new, higher levels in him. And he shows us in a whole new viewpoint from his viewpoint in a whole new way that we never saw before, you know. And as always, we know that the written word of God has many layers to it. And there can be, you know, multiple understandings with the same scripture. It can happen all the time. You can read the word and you can read a scripture 50 times and get, you know, 20 or 30 different understandings because God just is revealing new things. Go ahead.
I just want to say really quick, happy in Jesus. We love you and we see you. I don't know if you saw, I did write in chat, but.
Did you read her email?
Oh, I didn't.
Yes, you have to read her email.
Anyway.
He didn't read your email.
Right, well, big hugs.
But big hugs. We and love that. You, sister. So go to email and read hers. Okay. All right, so anyhow, praise the Lord. So back to what I was saying. So we have to remember that the Word of God has many layers, okay? So you can have multiple meanings for things. However, the Lord is really wanting to reveal a lot.
What?
Let me tell.
Her birthday's on the same day?
Yes. All right. I'm sorry. We have to pause for a minute. Yes.
Yes. Her, awesome.
Sylvia's birthday is on the same day.
You want me to
day.
Say happy birthday right now or wait till Saturday?
No. Not right now. I'm right in the
okay, so I know. You're going to like it. Okay.
And I don't want to lose my place. I got my train of thought going. Okay. So Holy Spirit, bring everything back. I'm sorry, guys. Dan just wanted to jump in. Okay. But we do sing happy birthday in the spirit, sister. Okay. Moving right along. Okay. So we have, I have to focus again. All right, so faith to faith, glory to glory, many layers in the written word, okay? So I want to, how can I start? All right, here's where it starts. So a brother in the Lord, a nod to our brother Mike in the Lord, who a different Mike, Mike who we don't talk, we email him, but we haven't actually, you know, had a conversation, I don't think, with him yet. But this brother the other day had an amazing word from the Lord, okay? And I am going to pull it up here. Okay, so he writes me and he says, good morning, I don't fully understand where this stuff comes from. And he's like, but it's just me. It's all the Holy Spirit. I'm just a man. And he said, okay. He says, what if 9/11 was the mortal wound? What if the response from the world was the world bowing to the beast? I was like, can I tell you, when he said that, I like seriously almost fell off my chair. He says, what if 9/11 was the mortal wound? And he believes that the Holy Spirit put that on his heart. Okay. I seriously, like, no socks. Socks knocked off. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you gotta be kidding. It's almost like an I could have had a V8. Anybody remember that from the 70s? I could have had a V8, you know, and they hit their forehead. That's what I'm talking about. It's like, oh, duh. Yes. I can totally see that, right? Well, we prayed on it. And we got solid, solid confirmations on this, guys. Multiple solid confirmations on this. I was, oh my goodness, we were so excited to dive in this from a whole new perspective, okay? So, all right. This was the best picture I could find. It's very... very hard to find the right rendition of the beast, you know, because artists, you know, it also depends on where, what angle the artist is coming from on how he's going to draw it. But this was the closest we could find to what the beast looked like, because a lot of them, you got to understand, the beast itself, it's not like Satan is the dragon. Okay, it's not like Satan has his head in the beast, okay? Satan gives the beast its power. Okay, that's what the dragon gives it his power, all right? Okay. Anyway, so we were trying to find one. This was the closest we could find. It was pretty good. So, okay. This is of course Revelation 13, okay? Now, when I first found this picture, I thought it was the U.S. Capitol, because this is actually should be the U.S. Capitol, in my opinion. But the Vatican is related, but the Vatican is more related to the second beast. Although, no, I think it's related to both, really, because the Vatican is both business and religion. So I would say it's both. But there's too many people there. You guys, I mean, anybody out there who thinks that it's only the Vatican, oh my goodness. Mm-mm. Nope. Guys, it's so much bigger than that. So much bigger. Okay. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about. Not trust me. Trust Jesus. But I'm telling you, I know where I'm coming from on this. All right. I came out of the Catholic Church, if you guys remember. Okay. So I did a ton of research and I know what I'm talking about with that specifically. Okay. So, all right. So, the Vatican is a huge part. The Vatican, understand, let's just start here. You know, you see the pyramids with the capstone on the dollar bill and stuff. Think of it this way. The Vatican is like the capstone. Okay. The Vatican, up until, let me say it this way. I did have a vision back in 2006, January of 2006. And I'm going to just nutshell it. In that vision, I saw, God showed me that the Vatican is Satan's throne on earth. I literally saw him as a giant black spider sitting on top of the Vatican. Like I said, it's a very short version. You know, maybe I can find it somewhere and copy and paste it on the website with the links on this. But anyway, yes. So the Vatican is Dirtbag Satan's throne on earth. Okay. However, the Lord has revealed to me that it once the Antichrist is like once dirtbag Satan enters the Antichrist, which we did go over in the last time we did a Revelation video, a few days ago. I did mention in I Pet Goat when the Antichrist comes out of the tunnel under dirtbag Satan's head. That is when. That's representing when Satan enters him and he wakes up. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, so the Vatican is a huge player, but they are not the player, okay? There's a lot of stuff in play here. Okay, so we're going to go to 9/11. I just brought up some pictures, okay? Now, I do want to remind everybody that... let's see, last fall, I think it was, the Lord revealed to me personally that Jacob's trouble was actually from 9/11 of 01 until 9/11 of 22. Okay. Okay. That was 21 years. So that represented Jacob's trouble. And a lot of people mix up what's Jacob's trouble, what's the birth pangs, what's the wrath, okay? Jacob's trouble was the time for the refining of the, well, I wouldn't say all the church. It was more like, because it was definitely refining, but it was only refining for those who received the refining, like who actually embraced God creating in them a clean heart. Okay. But that 21 years also was determined that 21 years determined where in the three groups anyone in the church belonged to. Okay. Remember, there's three groups. There is the first group of 144,000 Rachel Bride Elijahs. Then there is the second group of 144,000 Leah bridesmaids and groomsmen, who are the Elishas. Okay. Then, of course, there is the multitude too large to number, who are the wedding guests. Those are the three groups that everybody in the church has to be a member of one of those groups. And the last 21 years, from 9/11 to 9/11/2022, determined what group you belong to, okay? According to, you know, how things during Jacob's trouble, how much did you embrace the refining? It's had a lot of different factors, and only God knows all of them, okay? Okay, and I'm not going to go there again. I just want so that you know what I'm talking about with the groups, okay? All right, so now we know that. Process is done. Jacob's trouble is done. So 21 years of Jacob's trouble is complete. Do you know how many ministries out there think that we haven't started the 21 years yet? They're gonna have quite a wake-up call when they see what's actually going on. We are at the very, very, very end. Okay. What we're about to see are the judgments more massive than ever before in history. All right. And I also want to say, we've said this before, but I just feel led to throw this in here. All three, seals, trumpets, and bowls, are all happening at the same time. They are simultaneous. And there's so many people that are sitting there trying to make their timelines and say, well, this seal's got to happen this time, and trumpets are going to happen that time, and wrath isn't going to happen until that time. Guys, everything is happening at once. And it's all related to time, space, and dimensions, and nothing is as it seems. You're in a whole big bubble of illusion right now within time, space, and dimensions. And remember that God gathered all the timelines together. I can't go through all that again, but just understand, if you want to get more, let me put it this way. If you want more information, pop over an email at graftedinthevine222@gmail.com. And I'll see if I can find the video I did on that explains the, I actually did probably a couple of them, but not going to go there now. So, okay. So 21 years of Jacob's trouble. So that is what God revealed to me. So from 9/11/01, again, 9/11/01 to 9/11/22 was the 21 years of Jacob's trouble. Okay. So now let's remember from last week as well. We've got the 1260 days are now complete as well. And that was from the event of the Noahide laws, and there was some stuff that started on 9/27 of 2019. I don't have all the details in front of me for that. Again, pop over an email and I can send you the link to the video on that. But we had full confirmation in so many different ways that yes, the 1290 days are complete. And we are in the middle of that 45 days between 1290 and 1335. And remember, the scriptures do not tell us what is going to happen between 1290 and 1335. We don't know if even anything will happen. It's just a marker. Okay. All it says is, blessed is he who makes it to the 1300 through or to the 1335 days. It doesn't tell us what's going to happen. So, you know, anybody who's like, oh, well, nothing happened. We didn't say anything was going to happen. We just said it's a marker. We don't really know. Okay. There could be something happen, but maybe nothing. And it's just a marker. We're just waiting to see. Okay. Now, on that note, please understand that God is showing us revelations beyond revelations. But some of it, like I've said, we are going to have very specific assignments for the Lord. And some of this stuff is just specifically for us, for our family. And so we can't, you know, there's no reason for us to share everything with you. Not to mention, we don't have leading of the Lord to share it all with you, but it's because it's specific to what we're going to be doing for the harvest. Okay. But what I'm sharing is what the Lord is leading me to share. Okay. Okay, so now let's go. We're gonna show you what we dug into a little bit in relation to what Brother Mike got, that who emailed us about 9/11 being the mortal wound. And some of you might say, what does that even mean? You know, what do you mean mortal wound? Okay, well, we're gonna do a little digging here with you. Okay, so this is the Twin Towers when they went down, of course, and this is the Pentagon when it went down on 9/11, okay? And more on the, I think that's the Pentagon, I can't tell. I think, or no, that's New York City, that's the Twin Towers. So this is all, it's just so weird to see these pictures, you know, it's like looking at looking at an old movie, but, you know, it is, it's very strange to look at these pictures. Okay, so we're going to go, if you want to open up to Revelation 13, we're going to go through it a little bit, okay? And I'm going to show you what the Lord has revealed. Now, let me say, okay, before I start, is just understand that we never claim to have all the perfect understandings of the Word of God when it comes to this kind of stuff, okay? We are sharing with you what God has revealed. But I want you to know that God reveals things to us in stages too. Okay. If you look at our videos from, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, you're going to see some different stuff because, again, God takes us from faith to faith and glory to glory. So we don't always get the whole picture. We get these pieces as we go along, and then God adds to it or kind of brings us from a different viewpoint or perspective, and we learn something new, you know. And you got to stay open to the Holy Spirit, guys. You can't be stuck, okay? Now, granted, there's some things that are, you know, you don't budge on, you know, salvation, you don't budge, you know, there's some things you don't budge on, but things like this, things of understanding of where we are and what some of these scriptures represent in Revelation, you got to just be open to God showing you new viewpoints of how to understand it. Okay. And when you are open like that, but not open to false stuff, you know, but just be open to if the Holy Spirit takes you from a different angle or something. Okay. Now, one thing never there, you know, another, what do you call it? In stone is the mark of the beast. CV Vax, first shot. Absolutely in stone. It's salvation, mark of the beast. Those things you don't play games with. Okay. But things that understandings in general of Revelation. Sure. Let's just check it out and see what God's going to show us. Okay. All right. So, So then I stood on the sand of the sea. And I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns. And on his horns, were 10 crowns. And on his head, a blasphemous name. Now I'm reading from King James, New King James. So, okay. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet. Now, remember, you got to catch the words that are important. Like a leopard. Okay. In other words, features of a leopard, has ways like a leopard. Okay. His feet were like the feet of a bear, strong and standing, and you know what I'm saying? Okay. His mouth like the mouth of a lion. Yeah, well, that could go in a lot of different directions. We know this is the beast. This is the bad way, okay? Now that you know what the beast, you got an idea about the beast, now you say, okay, so the dragon, that's Satan, the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority, okay? And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded. Okay. And his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Okay. So we're going to stop there for now, and we're going to break it down a little bit. Okay. So I stood on the sand of the sea. This represents the sea of people, all of the generations. Okay. The generations, our generation and all the generations behind us. Okay. Then I stood on the sand of the sea. And I saw a beast rising up out of the sea. So there was a beast of some kind rising up out of the people, out of the generations. Okay? Having seven heads and 10 horns. So here we're gonna change a little bit. We're gonna go in out of the box here a little bit, guys. Now there are some that have seen this in different ways, but we're gonna put this together a little different that the Lord has shown us and confirmed it too. So we just, you know, again, faith to faith, glory to glory. So if you're gonna watch old stuff of our hold on. One sec. Okay, so if you're going to watch old stuff of ours, again, it's going to be a little bit different. But again, you got to keep your heart open to new viewpoints and perspectives from the Lord. All right, so here's what he's showing us. And I saw the beast rising up out of the sea, the beast equaling the Antichrist beast system and Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of all harlots. Okay. Got it? So that is the first understanding that you've got to have. So the beast rising up out of the sea, many people think that's the Antichrist. Well, the Lord's giving us a much bigger picture. Remember last week? The Lord was telling me, you got to remember the big picture. It's the whole thing. It's all just an illusion. You remember that? So he wants us to look at the big picture here, guys. Okay. So I saw the Antichrist beast system along with Mystery Babylon, the mother of all harlots, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Now here's where the Lord changing a little bit. 7 heads has 7 continents. Okay? The 7 heads being 7 continents. 10 horns, and on his horns, 10 crowns. What is a horn? Well, if you look in the other scriptures in Revelation, you're going to understand horns represent leaders or kings. Okay? So having 7 continents and 10 leaders or kings, and each of them have their crowns. Okay? 10 crowns. Got it? And on its heads, on his heads, a blasphemous name. Obviously, we know that's, you know, the dirtbag. Dirtbag Satan or whatever he wants to call himself. Okay, now, the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear. And his mouth like the mouth of a lion. Okay, so this is something that we had to talk about a little bit. Sometimes when you're looking, when you start to dig like this, especially when you're with a group of brothers and sisters, you really got to just bounce things off each other and let the Holy Spirit just move as he's moving. And you got to be open, guys, to something different. You know what I mean? To what God wants to show you. Now, like I said, the things that are in stone are in stone. You don't ever change that stuff. Like we know, it's obviously Obama is the actual man, the Antichrist, because look at his name. Barack Obama is lightning from heaven, lightning from the heights, lightning from the heights. It's what it is. Okay. So, and that's only one tiny thing. There's a million reasons, but anyway. So we've got salvation, the mark of the beast, Obama. That doesn't change. Those are written in stone. However, we also know who are the other players. So we've got Obama. We got, what is Obama? Obama is the false Messiah Ben David. That is the man, the Antichrist. Remember that the modern Jews look for men's tradition. They're looking for a 2-part Antichrist. Okay. And so one part is the false Messiah Ben David, the man, the Antichrist. And the other part is the false Messiah Ben Joseph, the false John the Baptist, and slash false prophet-ish. Okay. I'm going to go into that in a minute. Okay. False teacher-ish. I'm saying that to start a new understanding here, okay? And who's the last one? The last one would be the false prophet, who is Pope Francis, okay? He is the false prophet. But remember, there's layers to all of this, okay? There's a much larger understanding you gotta have. Okay, so now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. Now, we're going with the leopard representing Obama. There's several reasons that I've read online. I'm not going to go into it all. you guys can take that into prayer. Again, this is kind of what the Lord helped us put together. Do we understand it completely? Of course not. We're just letting you know a very brief nutshell of a basic understanding from the Lord. Okay, that's what we're giving you right now. So the beast which I saw was like a leopard. So the leopard we believe could or is representing Barack Obama, lightning from heaven. Okay. Now his feet were like the feet of a bear. Now this, I just now kind of came to me, the foundation. So the feet, the foundation, what they stand in. Okay. So when we looked up, the Lord actually led us completely supernaturally to a website that talks about the bear. And it was this one. It's just amazing because it was like answering the questions. It's the very first link I clicked on when I did a search. It was just amazing. So this person back in March of 2013, we have no idea who this is, okay, got a word, tell them that Daniel's bear speaks like God. So God like gives us this, like we got full confirmation that he literally led us to this. Now, the reason I looked up what I looked up is because, so I looked up bear in Strong's from Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. I looked up the word for bear, okay? And do you know that this is the only place in the entire Bible that particular word is used? And I'm like, wow, well, that's a very specific bear. You know what I mean? And so I'm like, we need to look up, I know there's other dreams and visions that are in the Bible that talk about a bear, you know? And so when I did the search, that's what came up. This really completely random word from the Lord. Tell them that Daniel's bear speaks like God. We're like, wow, okay, Lord. So, and as we read it, it was very much kind of down the lines of stuff that we were talking about. Okay. So after reading that, we're like, all right, so the foundation that Dirtbag Obama would stand in would be, Satan, the satanic, false religion, false teachings, false prophecy. Okay. So what is that based in? Well, that would be the false prophet. Okay, so that would be Pope Francis. That makes sense. Okay, so we're like, okay, so the bear, and what is the word that the Lord showed us? Tell them that Daniel's bear speaks like God. So doesn't that fit pretty good? That the feet of a bear would be the false prophet / the Vatican / false religion. Okay. So that would all be tied into that. Okay. Into the bear. And its mouth, like the mouth of a lion. Well, out of the three players, Obama and Pope Francis and Trump, who do you think's got the biggest mouth? Yeah. I think we all know. Yeah. Obama has his share, but my goodness, Trump is like the mouth of all mouths. You know what I'm saying? So he just fits this bill like there's no tomorrow, man. Yeah, there is no tomorrow, right? That's a cute pun. Pardon the pun. Anyway, his mouth is like the mouth of a lion. So, oh my goodness, what has Trump's job been? Oh, to get everything ready. Get them all worked up. Get them all, following along the Antichrist line without even realizing it. You guys keep in mind, Trump is the MAGA guy. Do you know that MAGA is fifth level of Satanism? I've said this a bunch of times. So, what is he doing? He's pretending. He's pretending to be good. He's pretending to care. He's pretending to want to do all these great things. And he's a Satanist. He's Antichrist. Okay. But he's got to fake it all out. He's faking everybody out. Okay? Okay. So, so mouth of a lion. So we believe that fits, for many reasons, Trump. Okay. So that means we got that the leopard represents Obama. Okay. The Antichrist, the man, the Antichrist. The feet of the bear represents Pope Francis, who is the false prophet, the man, the false prophet. Okay. And his mouth, like the mouth of a lion. Okay. And that would be Trump, who is, again, the false Messiah, Ben Joseph, who is also the false John the Baptist. Okay. All right. So that was the other part that we got. Then, now you go, the dragon gave him his power. Of course, that's Satan. So Satan gives all of this, okay, gives all of it his dirtbag power, okay, his throne and great authority. Now remember, how does Satan do that? Because Satan's dirtbag god of this world, very short. His time is very short. Just FYI, it's only a very short time. Praise Jesus. Come on, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So, Satan gives the beast his power, throne, and great authority. Then it says, and I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. Okay. So, this could not be more, it could not fit more perfect if you tried. And the kickoff event of everything was 9/11. And 9/11, what if I told you guys a bunch of times, all the entire world, of course, we got the Antichrist beast system, which is the umbrella over everything, okay? But remember, in Revelation, it says that the woman is riding the beast. Who's the woman? Mystery Babylon the Great, mother of all harlots, okay? So Mystery Babylon, she is, so the beast and Mystery Babylon are all over the world. It's every kingdom of the world, okay? However, the Lord over the years has revealed to me and the team as well that America is the home base for Mystery Babylon the Great, okay? So it's all going to, you know, start and end here, you know, start and end, I guess, you know. When it says, so I saw one of its heads as if it had been mortally wounded. What are the heads, guys? The seven heads are the seven continents. Remember? That was the new thing that the Lord showed us. So there was a wound to one of the continents, which would be North America, you know, slash mystery headquarters of Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of all harlots. Okay, so the beast system in Mystery Babylon got a deadly, or what looked to be a deadly wound on 9/11. Okay. And you say, okay, well, you know, but it wasn't really mortal. No, it's not saying that it was mortal. It says as if it had. Okay. So as if it had been mortally wounded, like it was going to be destroyed or something, right? But what is it? What's the next part of the sentence? And his deadly wound was healed. Take a look at New York City. Take a look at the Pentagon. Do you see any trace other than their little memorials? Do you see any trace of any damage? Zip. Nothing. It was quote unquote healed. And let me tell you how it was healed. It was healed because God sent his judgment and expected the people to humble themselves and repent. Yeah, that definitely didn't happen. It was about as opposite of that as it gets. So the people said, oh, we remember, we rebuild, we come back stronger. That is complete rebellion. It's all about pride. That is totally satanic. And by the way, WWW, we remember, we rebuild, we come back stronger. WWW, six, Vav, Vav, Vav in Hebrew is 666.
Yeah, notice Biden said it. The fact that Obama said this, okay?
Yeah.
It never happened, and it never will, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lie.
Of course. Well, he's a liar.
Of course.
Anyway, okay. So that was the day when Obama signed that last girder to One World Trade Center. That's what he signed on there. We remember, we rebuild, we come back stronger, right? So the deadly wound was quote unquote healed. Get it? I mean, this is like so amazing that you can't even begin to make this up. Okay. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? What are they doing? That's the world following and beginning to worship the beast. And what's it say in the next part? Let's go to the next part. And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. Boy, that couldn't be more Trump if you tried. And he was, and Obama. Obama has got his fair share of dirtbag. And he was given authority to continue continuity for 42 months. Remember, 42 months, 1260 days is already up, guys. Remember? Okay. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. All who dwell on the earth, what? All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. In other words, it's saying all of those who are not written in the book of life, that means all the tares and the wicked, all the marked who fall in that category anyway, that means everyone who took the first shot of the CV vax, they will all worship the beast. Okay, because they're not written in the book. They were either blotted out or they weren't in there to begin with because God knew they would never choose. Okay, they never choose him. Okay, so of course, all this causing everybody to think that, wow, who could make war with him, right? Okay, so now you got an idea of the first beast, okay? I'm going to skip that because we didn't go into that particular scripture. So now we're going to go down here. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast. So all the stuff that you read in the first part about the first beast applies to this one. Okay. In his presence, and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed, right? He performs great signs. And remember, whose deadly wound was healed. So we're talking the North America, that had North America, but it's all the headquarters of Mystery Babylon the Great, okay? He performs great signs so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he is granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast. That the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the number, the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it's the number of man. His number is 666. Okay. So we're going to start with 11. So then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and it had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. All right. So we're going to say we agree with pretty much everybody that this is related to the false prophet. However, I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to say, I'm going to show you something that many people don't, that I have never heard this until the Lord showed me today. Are you ready? Had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. What are the horns, guys? Remember what we learned in the other one? Just above? Horns are leaders or kings. Remember? So this is saying there are two leaders that are like a lamb, but speaking like a dragon. And you're like, what could they, who are they? Well, I'm going to show you who I believe the Lord is showing us. Are you ready? So now we've got two horns. Who are, first let's look up, I looked up the word, what did I look up? Hold on. I don't want to lose where I'm going here. False prophet. That's right. Because I was focusing today on false prophet because I want to make sure that we're including the Antichrist, the false prophet, Obama, Francis, and Trump. I want to know how all three of them fit the picture in Revelation 13, because God has confirmed that over and over and over and over. But in this understanding, I want to make sure all three of them are included so that we understand this whole picture. Okay. So I'm looking up, I'm like, all right, false prophet. So now we understand the first beast. Well, the second beast is related to false prophet. So how does this all fit? Well, now that we know two horns means two leaders. Okay. So two leaders. So first thing I did is I looked up, this thing, it's ridiculous. Okay. So I looked up false prophet because I want to know what the definition is in Greek of false prophet. Okay. So it's pseudo prophetes. Okay. So it means a false prophet, one who in God's name teaches what is false. And then it says, properly, a false prophet, someone pretending to speak the word of the Lord, in parentheses, prophecy, but in fact is phony, an imposter, acting as a wolf in sheep's clothing. And it goes on to say, the false prophet specializes in the art of misimpression, like about how they were commissioned by the Lord to touch the world with their message. Now, let me remind you of something from August of 2019. Certain person said, I am the chosen one. Now, gee, who was that? Oh, yeah, that was Trump. Trump said, I'm the chosen one, right? What else did he say around that time? He says, it's like I'm the second coming of God in Israel. I'm like, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So what is it saying? The art of misimpression. Like about how they quote unquote were commissioned by the Lord to touch the world with their message. He's the chosen one, really? Okay. All right, so I'm going somewhere with this. Okay, so like I said, I'm going somewhere. So Trump, okay, quote unquote the chosen one, all right? The quote unquote second coming of God. Liar, liar, liar. Okay. So now I'm going to read the definition one more time. Properly, someone pretending to speak the word of the Lord, prophecy, but in fact is a phony, an imposter, acting as a wolf in sheep's clothing. Specializes in the art of misimpression, like about how they were commissioned by the Lord to touch the world with their message, right? I mean, hello. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Jesus said, come out of the world.
That's right. Absolutely.
You don't see him coming out of the world.
No, no. So, okay. So now, so Trump clearly is fitting that bill. Now, let me add another one to that for Trump. He, I just had it. Lord, bring it back. Oh, okay. So he, the false prophet. Oh, John the Baptist. False John the Baptist. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. False John the Baptist. So John the Baptist was also considered a prophet and a teacher. He also was the Baptist, you know, he also baptized, but he was teaching them, right? He was a true teacher of God. And Trump is the opposite. He's the false teacher. He's the false prophet. Get it? Or part of. So here, so I needed to build that for you first, okay? Now, I don't think we need to build on the false prophet, you know, Pope Francis. I think y'all know that one. That's a no-brainer, okay? I mean, Trump is too, but, you know, that one's a ridiculous no-brainer. Okay, so now going back here, who do you think now are the two horns? Yep, it is Trump and Pope Francis, okay? Now, remember, a year ago this month, they first of all, on April 5th of 2022, Obama, quote unquote, all the headlines, he came back to the White House, right? And then 7 days later, they had that interview, that big interview with that, you know, science guy or doctor guy or whatever, who called the first shot of the CV vax the Pope's venom. Okay, all of them really, but the first shot is the mark, guys. So he called it the Pope's venom, which outed the Pope and made him officially the false prophet. Okay, you got to catch these things, because that's the Holy Spirit. He's got to show you this stuff. You got to catch these little signs that he gives us. Okay, So remember what the Lord, let me say it this way. What the Lord explained to me earlier is, remember that Pope Francis is running the show in the background, okay? Trump is like the puppet for Francis, okay? So, you know, you see I Pet Goat with the ugly hand at the beginning, they're working the puppet. Well, in this case, the Pope Francis dirtbag is playing puppeteer for Trump. Okay, so Trump is simply following orders. What'd he do? He set it all up. He got the mark going. He told everybody to take it. He got the whole Abraham Accords. He got the Noahide laws. Everything. Set it all up. It's like literally Dirtbag Obama, all he's got to do is step in there and do it, right? Okay, so all of everything that Trump did was by the orders of the false prophet Francis, as well as Obama. But Pope Francis is his basically immediate boss. That's the way I was seeing it in the spirit. Okay. But he does listen to Obama and has to do what Obama's telling him to do as well. Okay. So now we understand. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. Two horns. And he had Pope Francis and Trump, and both of them spoke like a lamb, or both of them were like a lamb and spoke like dragons. Okay. All right. So I needed to explain that first. And now for the next one, this is the new big picture revelation of this part. The other beast that saw another beast, remember, it's got the same, it exercises all the same authority, same power as the first beast, guys. Okay. Here's what the Lord revealed on this one. The second beast is like science / technology / AI. Okay. Which is the false power that's going to do the lying signs and wonders. Okay. Now, of course, all of this is by what? By the power of dirtbag Satan. Because Satan gives the power to these two beasts. Okay. The beast of the whole Antichrist beast system, as well as the specifically science, technology, and AI. Okay. So this second beast is science, technology, and AI. Now, when you get down to both of them are the ones who got the mark of the beast going and all that. Okay. But when it gets down to the image of the beast, and he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that is AI. Okay. Cause AI is like the image of all of it. You see what I'm saying? So AI is the false image. Now, again, like I say, there are layers to the scriptures. Okay. So the other layer to this scripture still falls back on anyone who took the mark of the beast is now in the image of dirtbag Satan instead of the image of God, because they've allowed him to change their DNA and they've allowed them to make them like basically Nephilim on earth. Okay. Nephilim, they are hybrid AI, nothing, non-humans. They're hybrid Nephilim AI non-humans. Anybody who took the first shot of the mark of the beast, the first shot of the CDX. Okay. So those are the new things that he showed us. As far as the rest of the details, you guys, we've done a million videos on the rest. So those are the new revelations he's given us in relation to Revelation 13. And we just had to share them because it was really exciting. Okay. And I'm going to put all these links. I'll put it on this website and put the link to the website in the description box so you can see kind of where we got it all. I'll put all of this up. Now, the other two, I'm going to leave you guys to go ahead and read yourselves. We came across these, Dan's Dream from March of 2022 about, it's actually three angry bears. I put two, but it's three. Two angry bears and one docile bear. That's right. So you guys can check that out, as well as another one that we got, Gorbachev and the Three Bears. This was Brother John in Missouri. I think I want to say it was maybe somebody who sent this to us. I can't remember where we got it, but this was in September of 2001. I'm sorry, 2021, September 15th, 2021. Okay. Now, after we read this, I can say this as well. Jeannie on our team had a word from the Lord, and it got confirmed by several of us that she's like, God, I just saw war like now. And she goes, Russia's about to attack big time. So we do believe that is imminent as well. Okay. Like attack the United States, guys. All right.
Not sure when that will happen.
Not sure, of course.
Can I bring something up?
Go ahead.
Before you go on, I sent you something on robot priests can bless you, advise you, and even perform your funeral. That's Japan.
So relating to, okay.
You, Yeah, that's relating to what you were talking about. Yeah, people don't know about that. So
that's very interesting. Yeah, you know what? I'll put the link to it.
Yep.
I'll put the link on the website. Okay, and you guys can check that out. So you can check that out. And then I did. You can also confirm a lot of stuff. Revelation 19 goes back through and tells you what the punishment of the false prophet and the Antichrist are. And then, of course, all the ones who took the mark and everything. With this, we did also go through relating to the seven continents. But then we also know that there's going to be 10. There's going to be 10 kingdoms, or not 10. What do you call it? 10 regions. Because there's going to be 10 kings. So this is... hold on. Okay. So this is the 10 regions, or not... I don't want to say this right. I want to say this right.
Yeah, you want to say
this right. I want to say this right. I didn't say that right.
Amen.
Amen. We did a search online to find somebody who had a possibility of what it might look like for the new 10 regions under the rule of the Antichrist. And this was one of them that we found that is a pretty good possibility. So I will put all these links on the website, okay? And then I wanted to do a quick mention of this.
Just, wow.
Dan found this video. Now, we don't agree with everything they talk about on this video.
Nope.
But I want you to look at all these amazing, amazing northern lights.
Reminded me of the Wall of Color.
Yes, the Wall of Color. You guys remember that the prophecies are all saying that we're supposed to get northern lights before the 3 days of darkness. And, of course, the same day the 3 days of darkness, before that is when the first fruits and the innocents go. So, you know, I'm just getting excited because we're getting a lot of northern lights this last week or two.
And I'm going to talk about that next when we do the news.
Yes, huge. And one last mention, and I have to say this, I wanted to mention this because a sister sent me this. Let me show you where the Diomede Islands are, okay? This is way up between that point where Alaska meets Russia, okay? They are the little tiny islands right in the middle, okay? This sister kind of had a thought because it looked a little bit like it. In iPetGo, remember last week when we did that thing and we broke down it looks like some islands on the little girl's face who was waving down the tanks. This looked very much like that. So I thought, boy, the strategic place of those islands, if war starts, is gigantic. So I thought that's a pretty good idea right there. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And, you know, we'll see how this all plays out, guys. I thought that was really cool. So that is what I got to show you with our revelations recently. Somebody asked about the number 29. Well, it has to do with some different things that the Lord's showing us. There was some things about possibly the last week of April, some things about the last week of May, but we, you know, again, there's a lot of kind of up in the air revelations, things that we'd kind of have to wait and see how it plays out. So we haven't really mentioned it. Yeah, exactly. Let's hope it's the 29th. Praise the Lord. Anyway, so that's what I got for you here. If anybody's got any questions, pop over an email at graftedinthevine222@gmail.com. But as we always say, if we're still here and we haven't been transfigured yet, we'll be back as the Lord leads. All right, everybody, have a great one. Bye-bye.